Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and for this 376th episode, we are going to be finishing our look at Power Rangers SPD with the final two episodes' endings. As you may remember, and will probably be recapped in the, recap, A-Squad has been found, but they've kidnapped Commander Kruger to take to Emperor Grum. They're bad guys. Crazy. Now, we're going to get into our two-part finale. Lots of stuff happens in this finale. We have A-Squad versus B-Squad. We have Kruger versus Grum. We have the introduction of a new ranger. We have the Delta base under attack, under siege. And we have a fully American, well, not fully American, because I think they use some Japanese footage, but an American Zord fight. So, without any further ado, let's jump into our first episode. And we are going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go. SPD Emergency. Endings Part 1 was the 37th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on November 7th, 2005, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Greg Aronowitz. You know, Doggy just does not look, or does not like looking at the camera when he's in that opening shot there. Go, go, SPD. Told you there was a previously.
With the A-Squad. I fear that they may have been eliminated.
Grum is using resources from this planet to build something very large.
Yes. Magnificence. You will rule the galaxy.
I want to thank you for giving me the chance to do what I love again. You know, you may not have a life outside of here, but I sure am going to.
The sensors are picking up an SOS signal from Gamma Orion.
Power down. You'll be coming with us, Commander Kruger. You have an appointment with Emperor Grum.
What, Kruger? How does it feel?
Oh, yeah, and the Red Ranger is a girl named Charlie.
By your own Rangers.
These are not Rangers. A real Power Ranger must be true of heart. All those years of training and you have learned nothing.
Grow up, Doggy. Everyone wants to be on a winning team.
And when the Earth falls, you shall be ruling alongside me. As promised.
There are still people willing to do anything it takes to protect the Earth.
Who? That pathetic bunch of losers, your B-Squad? Please.
Don't underestimate.
It's amazing he was able to turn a whole squad of Rangers.
Because they've never faced the best of the best. Let us take care of them.
No!
Do it.
Ooh.
Guys, we're a great team. Kruger said so himself.
I, for one, don't want to go back to sweeping up after those guys.
No, listen, Allie. I can't go into detail, but trust me, I can't make it over there today.
Jack, this is the third time you bailed on me. I was really counting on your help today.
You know, I would if I could. I'm sorry.
I know. But you know, sooner or later, you're gonna have to make up your mind about what you really want.
I gotta go.
Jeez. Kind of Earth's safety at stake here.
Rangers, we need your help.
Why? We're just the lowly B-Squad. Why don't you ask the amazing A-Squad to help?
The A-Squad has gone. And they've taken Commander Kruger with them.
Feel bad now?
Come and get us. Center A Zone 4. We're waiting.
Rangers, you can't go. It's a trap.
Of course it is. And we're going.
Just so you know,
Commander Kruger told me you're the best he has ever had.
Oh, that's nice. Why is it exploding? No reason for an explosion. Are they gonna have one too? No, but this is from the intro.
Didn't think you'd show. A-Squad. Let's do this.
Oh, that's all you get? As I remember, this is pretty cool. Yes! Look at that.
Generals and soldiers, our day has come at last. With Kruger gone and the Rangers occupied, the time to strike SBD.
Wow, that's a lot of, you know, robots. Crybots. Oh, I thought that was going to hit the... Oh. So this fight is actually the basis for one of those Lightning Collection 2-packs. This part. I don't remember what the QA issues were with this set, if there were any. I'm pretty sure there were. Man, Sid can flip. Oh, that's not fair. She missed.
Polarized. But isn't there something we can do?
The A Squad has had much more training and experience. They're in a different league.
Nightfall. The perfect.
Ooh, which one?
Break into SPD. And once inside, I'll take it for my own.
This is okay. We have some Sentai stuff too. This is from the Sentai also.
I don't know.
The Deca base was under siege in that. Jeez, are they all blue heads? And we only got one ranger available?
Oh no. They're everywhere.
We have to secure the command center. We have to be prepared for the worst.
Excellent! SPD is mine!
Wow, this is going quickly. And we're only at 7 minutes and already the siege has happened, and the A Squad versus B Squad stuff is happening. And Omega is not doing very well.
Now, I finally have Doggy Kruger in my grasp. Let me
no, you don't. He's not even there. He's in a whole other room.
No, your obsession with Kruger means nothing to me. Completing my magnificence is all that matters.
But great Omni!
Silence! Only when that is done may you exact your petty revenge. I have spoken.
You never really thought you stood a chance against
oh.
us, did you?
Missing helmet time.
Meaning what?
You're second best.
Second rate and second choice.
You're not even fit to shine our boots.
Your boots aren't shiny.
Let's show them how we do it. B-Squad style. Ranger! SPD! Slotmo!
Ah, here's where the tide turns, guys. You guys totally missed each other. Yay!
Down for the count.
I don't think so.
Ouch. And you can slam into a car and it causes an explosion. Only in Power Rangers. Well, that didn't cause an explosion. I guess it was just her feet. Yeah! Now, in that Lightning Collection thing, I don't believe Sky was in SWAT mode. I believe it was just regular mode. So how come it works now and it didn't work before? Same with SIDS. There you go.
B squad rules.
Let's take this to the big leagues.
Oh, they have a separate Zord thing.
Let's make this quick. Once we're finished with the B squad, we'll take care of Broodwing.
Cat, we need the runners.
Wait. We're under attack.
Oh, and she can't morph.
Rangers, the Zords are on their way, and so is Omega Ranger.
Dr. Manx, we meet again.
Jeez. Oh, they powered down? Weird. Oh, that broke the sword.
Initiating Delta Command Crawler.
The base.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
What was that about?
Hello, Rangers. Surprised?
Broodwing.
That's right. I thought I'd make myself at home while Kruger is busy. Megazord transformation!
Oh, this isn't good.
Now the power is in my hands. New Tech City will be the first to fall. And there's nothing you...
Don't they have to use the SPD licenses for that to work?
You get out of my way.
Never!
Don't forget us.
Oh, this is not going well.
More help from Grom. I'll let him keep the Rangers busy while I destroy the city.
Doesn't seem that much bigger than the other Megazords there. XM Radio.
I have not forgotten.
Nor have
Oh, he broke the horn of... Did we see that before?
I still carry the scars of that battle. You took something precious away from me that day.
I the think horn?
Only fitting that I took something precious of yours.
Get your hands off me! Doggy!
Mycenae!
His wife!
It's a new day! Prepare to attack!
Dude! That was Mount, Oh, what's that mountain?
Jack! The Delta Command Megazord, it's gone!
We have nothing to fight with! The SWAT flags are in the Delta base.
Or are they?
Oh, are they not? He could do it without something to lean on?
If I was Cat and the base was under attack, I might transfer the SWAT flyers to the secret underground Zord Bay.
Whoa! There's a secret underground Zord Bay?
Doesn't every command base have one?
It's a secret.
This is it!
They are here! You were right!
I'll never call you weird again.
Thanks.
Eh, he probably will.
Cat and Boom came through for us. Now how about we make them proud? We strike now!
Oh, here we go.
That's what Megazord!
Hold it right there, Broodwing.
You won't stop me!
No one's gonna destroy the Beast Squad but us. Fire! Hey!
You ready, Rangers?
This makes more sense.
Let's finish this.
Wow, that was simple.
You can't do this to us. We're the A Squad.
Looks like you've been demoted.
Confinement time.
Oh, they didn't do the normal confinement with the gun. I am so confused.
Omega, take the SWAT Megazord. We gotta get to the base.
Yes, sir.
They're coming back. Power up.
Go for it, guys.
What?
Oh, tricky. I guess. Those the guys from before that they fought when they first got the SWAT suits. No. Rick took out two orange heads by himself. That hurt. Haha.
What? The power? What happened to the power?
We've got control of the base, Rangers.
Great job, Cat. Now I'll take care of Broodwing.
All right, this guy's got an orange head sword. I feel like I should point out that this show was rated TVY7. Probably due to the violence. Because it may not be suitable for children under the age of 7. Let me guess. Battleizer. Jeez, when could he fly without... Yeah. Why did they de-SWAT?
Will you come in peacefully? Never! Didn't think so. Yeah.
Oh look, it's like the intro. Ow.
What's going on? Delta Blaster, combo move. Fire.
Broodwing is not dumb enough to think he could just run at him with a gun pointed towards his helmet.
Give it up, Broodwing. You finally met your judgment day.
Doesn't look like it.
Justice is served.
Yeah, but wait.
Hey, Rick.
Canine
cannon. Of all the times to break that out. That's a big explosion for being contained. It's a big day for the Rangers. Broodwing stopped. The siege is over.
I know.
A squad's finished.
Are you sure this is the right place?
Oh, I'm sure.
Isn't this the place where he normally has his stuff?
Right here.
Welcome, Rangers.
Oh, betrayal. Oh, there's a missing morpher.
Let me out of here. I said it out. Go. Get off the Rangers.
Commander. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Not too powerful without your morphers, are you, cadets?
This isn't the end, Grum.
For once, you are right, Commander. The worst.
God, I love the thing with his eyes.
To come.
Oh, what is the 60s Batman? Okay. First off, I love the fact that Charlie is the only member of the A-Squad team with a name. I don't know who Allie is. Oh, duh. Never mind. Dumb thing to say. That's Jack's girl. The only problem I have with that episode is just they did a lot all at once. I think they had to combine a couple different of, or probably the two-part finale of Dekaranger in that. And then this is going to be completely original, minus a few Sentai things here and there, I'm sure. But that wasn't bad. I can't wait to see how they get out of this. And did they take all the morphers? It looks like someone just was sneaking off with the one SPD morpher. I could be wrong. But we're not going to wait anymore for anything else. We're going to jump right into part two in 3, 2, 1, go. Endings Part 2 was the 38th and final episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on November 14th, 2005, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Greg Aronowitz.
Power Rangers to the rescue.
And you know the sad thing? Oh, no, there is one more time. I was going to say, this is the last time we'll hear this, because they don't come back with it for a team-up with Mystic Force. But there is one more time where we get to hear the SPD theme after this. I hope Isenia's mouth moves better. Because, I mean, granted, it's just for like these two episodes plus a small bit during Badge, but still. Okay, they didn't focus on the taking of the Morpher, so I'm guessing it's what Grom already said about you're missing all your Morphers.
To talk. It's come to my attention that you will be leaving SPD.
What? We're talking about this now?
Hey, I didn't say any. You know, why are we talking about this now?
That's my question.
Doesn't look like we'll get out of here anytime soon.
Whether we leave here or not, it is important for you to follow your path.
You're wrong, sir. I love SPD.
Yes, I know that, and you give it 100%. You and I both know where your heart lies.
Who'd have thought Piggy would have sent us into this trap?
It just goes to show you. You can't trust reptiles. He's a reptile, right?
He's history! If I ever get out of here. He's probably laughing at us right now.
What have I done?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a filthy, slime-ridden, low-life, worm-eating vermin.
He's complimenting himself.
Okay, so I was that before I betrayed the Rangers. But I had to. Grom would have vaporized me. Anyone else would have done the same thing.
Why does it sound like he's talking in a box?
Have I done the right thing? Show me a sign that I've done the right thing.
Uh-oh. I'm thinking, no. Ew.
Commander Kruger,
he looked right at us, but ew.
Captured by Emperor Grom. There is no one left to protect Earth but us. Omega Ranger will lead those of you who are willing to fight against the inevitable Truvian invasion. The odds of coming out of this are slim.
What?
Oh, so positive.
Leave, please do so now.
Hey, wait.
They were all about to leave.
I just want to tell you
that, wow.
Well, I get it. You know, I understand. Outnumbered, outpowered. Kat's probably exaggerating when she said the odds are slim. Hopeless would be more like it. But even if all of you leave, I'm staying. I'm staying for Commander Kruger. I'm staying for Jack. For Sky, Bridge, Z, Sid. I'm staying because they would stay for me. Let's stay for you, too.
Some of those hairdos are crazy.
We will probably lose this fight. But I am not giving up without a fight. So, Grom, bring it on. Those of you who want to go, go. I'm staying.
Good job, Boom. Ooh, that's new.
We begin.
Commander Kruger, Power Rangers. Omni has decided your existence is no longer needed. We are here to carry out his orders.
Oh boy.
Rangers, it has been my honor to serve with you.
What happened?
Okay. What just happened?
hard to say. I was kind of covering my eyes with my hands. But from the looks of things, the last Crybot standing's a really bad shot.
Let's take him, sir.
No! Wait!
Piggy. There is nowhere that head fit under that helmet.
And you have every right to. No need to judge me. I'm guilty. You can send me straight to one of those little confinement cars. Well, the point is, I'm
sorry. Sorry. Oh, nice.
Piggy.
Thanks.
Rangers, we've got a planet to save.
Yes, sir.
Wait for me.
Oh, is this going to be our big unmorphed fight? Looks like it. And the girls are the first ones you can see the faces of. Well, except for Doggy, but obvious. Interesting.
Rangers, you must return to Earth.
Right. But how?
Would these help?
Yes.
Cat. Cat. Cat.
Rangers, I'm sending the flyers.
Excellent. Good luck, Rangers.
But sir, aren't you coming with us?
No. I have things to finish here.
I'll stay and fight with
weird
you.
Weird camera angles. Kind of like it.
Team needs you. Now go.
That is an order.
Yes, yes sir.
Wait for me.
Again.
Be swift. Be strong.
All cadets to your battle stations.
Is that an alarm? Or the sirens from the police cars? How do you know it's showtime?
But how?
Out of my way! SPD! Emergency!
Oh, here we go. Do we recognize any of these? I'm not very good with... Oh! She's out of paper.
What are you gonna do to me? I'm just a kid.
Use your imagination.
Hey, that's not fair!
Kids.
I wonder if that was part of the whole Greg Aronowitz special effects stuff. I like Boom's just standing there, but like, she's not doing anything. Oh, go Rick! Too bad she couldn't reactivate her morpher to help out. I mean, she could reactivate the dino gems.
Look carefully, Ashenia. Not many have stood before the magnificence.
And seen this same footage twice.
Doggy, I knew you'd come.
Kruger, you have more lives than a cat, but this one will be your last.
But he already morphed once. Why did he unmorph just to morph again? Crazy. There we go. No ATVs or motorcycles this time. Oh no, Rick! Ooh, nice flip with that outfit. That's got to be hard. Ooh. A slice from the Shadow Saber and he still gets up. John Tui's acting is awesome in this. Oh, crap.
Do not come any closer, Cougar. One more step and I will let go.
Oh, boy. Now, how did he get there? Oh, he sliced him right in the butt. Nice. What is that? Oh! Oh, I should point out how stupid I feel about the fact that all the Time Force references in this show and the fact that their call phrases are the first two-part episode. It's the title of the first two-part episode of Time Force. Hello?
What's that? Omni is here.
You're in the Omni? The Omni? You're in Omni?
I claim this planet is mine.
Oh, I know that voice. Isn't that Gosei's voice?
What to do? You couldn't help her on Sirius. And there's nothing you can do to stop me now.
Anyway, Nova Ranger in the Sentai, she actually has a whole two-part episode for herself. But that's like in the middle of the series? Maybe closer to the end. Ooh. That was a stab, folks. Well, a throw stab. Ha ha! Wow, that... a turn of events.
Omni is complete. He will destroy everything on your planet.
Hold on!
As for me, you will not bring me in.
Then why are you flailing like that if you're doing that on purpose?
He's gone.
We found each other at last.
Go! We can handle this. Go!
Earth is mine.
Rangers, this looks like our last battle. Now let's give it everything we've got.
Doggy, where are you?
Okay, so there are some Sentai footage things. Spots.
Link me any schematics you can find.
I'm on it.
But like I said, this is mostly an all-American fight.
Just you and me.
Right. Hey.
What was that? Oh, hey, look!
SPD headquarters sent help.
Just about like six guys and a big truck. Cool. It's making a difference, though. Did they bring his dog?
Fire weapons.
See, that's reused footage. So they're reusing some of the footage for the SWAT Megazord against a basically American CG monster.
Hang in there, guys.
Doggy, I found a weakness in Omni.
You need to open up a panel just under the left arm of Omni.
Grum's locked the controls. I'm gonna have to do it manually. There's still time for you to get out, Isenia.
No, I just found you, Doggy.
I'm staying right by your side.
He's frustrated, I think.
It's when I can.
When Doggy opens up the panel, max out your laser power and I'll hit Omni at that position. It will penetrate his central core and cause a massive implosion.
We're all over it. Yeah.
See, that's reused from the last episode. But to be fair, even Deca Ranger did that with the SWAT Megazord.
I found the controls.
Anytime you're ready, sir. Sir. You know you won't be able to.
I know, Ken.
Be able to what? Oh, is he gonna have to? He can't get out. Hop out.
Ready, Ranger.
Wow, she's actually starting to cry.
This one is for you, Commander.
Ready.
Look out.
Why didn't you hop out? Wow, that worked. I would have liked to have seen the thing, like, actually fall down to the ground.
Look.
Yay, they're not dead.
They made it. They're alive.
We're just crying. Wait, they didn't see Icenia, did they? Oh no, he must have said that something about her being around. Wow, his uniform isn't even scuffed. Oh, he does have his dog with him. Sweet.
SPD! 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 Today,
Earth
can
celebrate. Oh, Piggy.
If it wasn't for Piggy.
Please don't point that out. Uh-oh. Oh, I thought they were finished with this.
For being late to your celebration, Kruger.
We're with you, Commander.
No, I will finish this.
Oh, no morphing this time. I really hope they have a stunt version of this head. Looks like it. Oh, I thought he was going to get the other horn.
Show me no mercy, Kruger. No mercy!
Oh, he did get the other horn. Oh, at least they match. Yeah, that's what I said.
Jack Landers has left SPD.
He resigned?
But why? He didn't even say goodbye.
Doesn't surprise me. Once something's over, he's gone.
Rangers, for your true courage, heroism, and valor in the face of
Doggy gets a new outfit.
I am elevating you to A Squad.
They're A Squad now.
I'm promoting you to A Squad.
No, we.
They don't seem to care, though.
But. Well, we talked it over, and you know what? We are B Squad. That's who we are. That's who we want to be.
Very well. B Squad it is. There will be no A Squad, but there's still one problem. You have no Red Ranger. You have no leader. Sky Tate, step forward. If I was to appoint Cid as Red Ranger, would you follow her into battle?
Sir. I'd follow anyone into battle you felt worthy of wearing the color red.
Hey!
Congratulations, Sky.
You are the new Red Ranger.
Not only does he get the promotion, but he correctly answered the question from episode one.
Hey! That's our ride home. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you for making our future safe.
Yes. Goodbye.
Wait.
Goodbye, Sam. I'll see you in 20 years.
Okay. I'll be there, Z.
Shouldn't they have to, like, do some memory wipe thing so it doesn't affect the future or something like they did with the... Oh! We got to see them for a second. I only saw one of them.
Hey!
You guys need some clothes?
Hey!
Good, thanks.
So Bridge got a promotion too.
We might have left SPD, but you're not leaving our lives.
Well, brother... Guess we both get to do something bigger.
Did Sky get an actual new jacket, or is he just wearing Jack's?
What are you doing here?
Piggy.
Oh, didn't Jack tell you? I've gone into business with him and Allie.
He's wearing a 70s suit with a banana peel in the pocket.
Go for it.
Ready! Ready! SPD emergency!
Nice. Now, fun thing, on the internet, someone, and I don't remember who, actually did make a version of the theme song with just those four as Rangers and Sky as Red and Bridge as Blue. Actually pretty good. And they even, I remember they actually pointed out how tough the morphing sequence section of the opening was because they had to go through frame by frame and recolor Bridge and Sky's stuff to the correct new color. That must have been some work, but they did it. Anyway, that's it for SPD. I have to say, now as you remember when we started this up, started this little 38 episode journey, I hadn't given it much of attention because I prefer Decaranger. However, having seen this, and without having seen Decaranger for a while now, so basically being able to see this on its own merit, I really enjoy Power Rangers SPD. It might be a better put together show than Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder will still be my favorite because it is of its place in my heart. But I do think they did a better job putting this show together. It's like they had more time to put more thought into it since they weren't also working on the previous season at the same time. And the ending, by the time we got to the endings, they weren't also trying to plan ahead for the next season as well because Greg Aronowitz does not stick around. This is his only season. I feel like the characters did grow. We just saw Boom. Boom grew a little bit. Not nearly as blundery as he was at the beginning. Cat probably didn't grow a whole lot. I feel like Commander Kruger maybe grew a little bit. But the Rangers themselves did grow a lot. Sky grew a lot. Look, it wasn't just a... Let's give him this line at the end of the final episode to show that he grew. He did grow over the course of time. I mean, we saw the relationship between him and Jack grow from almost hatred to a mutual respect to friendship. And overall, I just felt like all of them did, you know, as far as Power Rangers goes, did a good job of actually showing them grow. It didn't... They stepped back a couple of times, maybe a little bit, but... To remind you, as Kat said it once, these guys are basically teenagers. That happens. But it wasn't like they completely forgot the lessons learned in a previous episode like, I don't know, you might have seen in Mighty Morphin. It carried through, so that was cool. Some of the stuff with Emperor Grum was pretty spooky. I mean, you can watch it on the show and see that, you know, this is Power Rangers. But if you think about what was going on, some of that stuff was pretty creepy, especially when he's talking to himself and the weird camera thing and the almost talking, literally like answering himself too. It's like having a conversation with another voice that we couldn't hear, which I guess was Omni. The final battle, I have to say I'm a little underwhelmed by that. The special effects, the CGI for that fight, Omni looks really good. But I think the SWAT, I mean, they unfortunately, and it makes sense, because like I said, even Deca Ranger reused the SWAT Megazord footage over and over and over again. But the very obvious reuse of some of the moves and hits and stuff was just annoying. It got me. But then again, if you think about it, based on the release date that was a week apart, maybe you might have forgotten if you hadn't recorded the episode. And let me tell you, until the DVDs came out about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, you probably hadn't seen the ending very much, unless you caught it on repeats, because they never officially released it. So you would have had to catch repeats if you were lucky on video. Anyway, but overall, yes, I found SPD to be quite good. I'm still not going to say it's my favorite. I would, even if I'm objectively taking Dino Thunder out of it, I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but it's definitely one of the higher tier series for Power Rangers. At least the ones we've seen so far. In any event, moving forward, next time we will be watching the first two episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force, Broken Spell, Parts 1 and 2. So until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Deca, 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 Deca Ranger.